Hi, I'm Jared Nichols, and this is my podcast series, The Futurist. So a question was recently posed to me about innovation, and more importantly, about how an organization can build a culture around innovation. Now, I always want to start by really being clear about what innovation is. Innovation is not just creating a new product or service. Innovation is something that is developed that transforms the way in which the industry or your business operates completely. So now that we've got that cleared up, how do you and your organization create a culture of innovation? How do you continuously come up with transformative and breakthrough ideas that put you ahead of the competition and allow you to accelerate? So there's three key ways in which you can do that, and I'm going to share those with you now. The first is to allow your team to take a more active role in the direction of the company. Now, I know this may sound crazy, but bear with me for a second. I don't suggest that hundreds and hundreds of people get involved in this process, that you just kind of create this open source democracy necessarily. There still has to be parameters so that the company can operate. But when I say allow your team to take a more active role in the direction of the company, what I mean is that you want to find out what ideas they may have or what insights they may have. And this leads me to the second point, and that is find ways to tap the intellectual capital of your team. Every organization I walk into, you find individuals that have been hired to do a specific job, but their competencies far exceed what they've been hired to do. Now, unless they're given an opportunity to actually act on those competencies, you will never know what kind of intellectual capital you actually have in your organization, especially if you're dealing with younger people coming into an organization. They have multiple skills. Many of them are jacks of all trade, masters of none. But the fact is that you can move them in and out of different positions and allow them to contribute to your organization's success. Who knows? You may have the next big idea, like Google Maps. 20% or some small part of the organization had created the concept, and now it's a mainstay in our daily lives. I rely on it to get everywhere. And the third is this. This is a simple exercise. Brainstorm this with your team. Identify your top three competitors and have your team figure out how you turn your competition into customers. Now, the reason I say this is a good exercise to go through is because it forces you to think outside of your industry, outside of your business model. And it allows you to take a new and more creative look at ways in which you can take your former competition, increase your client base, and in the meantime, you're breaking into new market space as well. These are three simple steps that you can take to create a culture of innovation. And that's all the time we have today. Now go and do it. You've been listening to The Futurist with me, Jared Nichols. For more information, please visit my site at thejarednicholsgroup.com.